producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I thought Leo the Lion was king of the jungle, but I could play in that sandbox. What do you think, Kenny? Can I now be, instead of America's morning man, king of the... Maybe I can just be king of morning radio. Is that okay? Does that work?
Yeah, sure.
Why not? Let's do it that way. All right, so we're at it at 7 past the hour, Wednesday, October 14th. The situation with Democrats, is there... happiness? Is there sadness? I know you have a lot of comments, Kenny. We'll get to them. Facebook.com/Twitter. Oh, good, Doug. I don't think so. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. The debate was expected to be a focus on Bernie Sanders versus Hillary Clinton, even though there were other people that were participating. Governor O'Malley was there, Jim Webb, Governor Chafee, all represented. We have a lot of sound, but I'm interested in what you thought. Matter of fact, we have as the poll today a question about the winner of last night's debate. Who won? Hillary, Bernie, Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, Lincoln Chafee, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, CNN, anybody else? That's the poll at DougSteffen.com. Yesterday's poll, will you watch the Democratic debate? Let's see here. 58% said I have no interest. I was in that list. 24% said I'd probably watch it sometime. Let's see. 9%, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. 6%, I would watch it, but I don't have CNN. 3%, I'll wait and catch the highlights. That's kind of what I have done. I actually, is this a bad mark against me? I forgot about it. Paid no attention. I was working on the farm until about 8 o'clock, and I had dinner and did some work, and then I went to bed. Didn't give it a thought.
Well, there will be more.
Yes, there will be. So what I thought was pretty interesting, the inevitable question arising about the emails, Mrs. Clinton apologized for using the... private computer server, on and on and on and on and on. And then Bernie Sanders jumped in, and here is the audio from that part of the debate.
But I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too. Me too.
You know, the middle class, Anderson... And let me say something about the media as well. I go around the country, talk to a whole lot of people. Middle class of this country is collapsing. We have 27 million people living in poverty. We have massive wealth and income inequality. Our trade policies have cost us millions of decent jobs. The American people want to know whether we're going to have a democracy or an oligarchy as a result of Citizens United. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
Yay for Bernie! Yay! He didn't say America is faced with the choice of whether or not we're going to be a socialistic democracy. Didn't say that, right?
So, no, he didn't.
The first Democratic tussle of the election cycle in the books after last night. So the spinning has begun. Again, who won? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Popular opinion at this point, Kennedy, seems to be split between Hillary Clinton's demeanor and Bernie Sanders' performance. Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, Lincoln Chafee seem to be kind of just there. So, is this going to change much?
Nah.
And will that keep Joe Biden from... getting into the race? Don't know. I've not heard much from Bernie Sanders frankly. I don't claim to be. I'm interested in him because he's getting a lot of support. He's not my kind of, in terms of philosophy. I am happy that he's stirring the pot. He's my kind of guy that way. He goes on in his performance, at least one of the things that I took note of was his non-support for ground troops in Syria. I think there are a lot of people who agree with him on that. Let's listen to this.
You're talking about people who are fighting ISIS, using their guns to overthrow Assad and vice versa. I'm the former chairman, Anderson, of the Senate Veterans Committee. And in that capacity, I learned a very powerful lesson about the cost of war. And I will do everything that I can to make sure that the United States does not get involved in another quagmire like we did in Iraq, the worst foreign policy blunder in the history of this country. We should be putting together a coalition of Arab countries who should be leading the effort. We should be supportive. But I do not support American ground troops in Syria.
I don't either. Do you, Kenny? Who supports ground troops? Who supports Americans on the ground in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan? I don't want my government I don't want to be paying for these guys to get to be basically target practice for whether it's the Taliban, whether it's ISIS. Why? What do we need them there for? What good are they going to do at this point? I think he's right. Somebody told me once if I really studied what Bernie Sanders said, I thought it was it Roberta who sent me, told me that, that she sent me a note and said, if you really study what Bernie Sanders said, you'll agree with him. I don't. I haven't studied because, I don't know, I'm trying to find myself interested in all of this stuff. I'm just interested in good government and our country healing. And maybe one of these people can do some of that. We need to be healed, for sure. We need better government, for sure. What do we, can we agree that we need something a lot different? At least if we don't agree on much else, can we all agree that we want something that's radically different and really prove to us in our own minds, you know, it was nice hope and change and all that blarney that came from the current BSer that's in the White House. That's swell, except he's a turncoat, doesn't tell the truth, and has done a miserable job. And the guy before him was just the same. So what do we do to get away from that sort of stuff? Are we so easily schnookered? I've seen a lot of ads. I don't know, last night, when I was falling off to sleep, I was watching a local news, 10 o'clock news program. I saw two ads in 2 minutes for Jeb Bush. Have you seen those, Kenny?
No, I haven't.
They're all over the place here in New England. Maybe it's because New Hampshire is important, and he's advertising here because he wants to get a lot of the Boston stations get up into New Hampshire. So that's why the ads are running here. But there were two spots for Jeb Bush in 2 minutes. So that's got to tell you something about his program. And that was the only political spot I saw over the course of, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes watching television. So there's something to be said about the activity that's there, and at least these people who would be, I think I said yesterday, I was reading an article in a magazine called Town and Country about the people that are running and the story of their families, that sort of thing. The Bush family is an interesting story. It really is. Do we need another one? Will it make a difference? Does your last name make a difference? Clinton, make a difference? Would you vote for her if it was Hillary Rodham, which is her maiden name? Would you vote for her based on her stand on various issues if you didn't know she was Clinton? Would she even be where she is? I mean, think about her life. And early on, I remember reading a story, a profile of her, when she was in college, and she used to introduce her boyfriend. Meet my boyfriend, Bill Clinton. He's going to be president one day. She used to say that all the time in college when they were dating. Guess what? Prophecy. Or was it just hard work or determination? See, I believe you can accomplish anything. You hear me all the time talking about success and what it takes to be successful, what's the strategy, how you're motivated. I believe endurance is the crowning quality of success, and I believe the Clintons have it. the power to hold on in spite of everything. Look at all of the things the two of them have faced individually and together, and they have still endured. They are winners, aren't they? You cannot like their politics, but you got to give them credit for not failing, for not falling off of the map every time there was a problem. I mean, think about what went on when Bill Clinton, even before he became the president. And he was so constant, so determined, and Hillary was right there with him for whatever the reason. Didn't make any difference whether it was just that they're power-hungry zealots, they want to control things. They stuck with it. They swept away the barriers. They were persistent. They took pain to overcome every obstacle. That's really a great testament to who they are individually and collectively. I think it is. All great achievements have required persistence and time. They stuck with it over the course of their lives, and look where they are now. Whether you like them or you don't like them isn't the question. The observation from my peephole is that they are fantastically successful. They're worth a couple of $100 million now. They didn't have two pennies to rub together, even when they got out of the White House. I don't know what your measure of success is. Are they successful as a couple? I don't know, but I don't guess in terms of their ambitions, I think they're very successful. What do you think? 18 after on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for a little fun. Not that we didn't have a lot of fun watching those debates or the debate with all those people, Kenny. That was a good hour and a half, 2 hours of laughter, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so you can expect that the late night comedians in their monologues would have some fun given what took place on stage. So let's start with Stephen Colbert joking about Bernie Sanders.
Now, we taped this show early, so I have not watched it yet. I don't know what happened. But I do know that CNN released where the candidates would be standing on the stage. Hillary Clinton was in the center. Bernie Sanders was on her right, making it the first time in history he's been to the right of anyone.
There's a lot of truth to that. And then he jokes about this Florida guy who lied to police. You heard this story? The guy who lied to the police about his dog driving his car. Listen to this.
One more thing. After being charged with a DUI, a Florida man tried telling police that it was actually his dog who was driving. But that didn't help because the dog turned out to be a duffel bag full of meth.
Oh, my God. Are people crazy? All right. Let's move on to Seth Meyers on his the late night show that he does. First starts joking about Jeb Bush and then Martin O'Malley.
Jeb Bush unveiled his health care plan today to repeal and replace Obamacare. Unfortunately, the bikini waxing place by my apartment has already taken the name Bush Care. CNN kept an extra podium set aside at tonight's Democratic debate in case Vice President Joe Biden had decided to announce his candidacy. And now the empty podium is pulling ahead of Martin O'Malley.
Nothing strange about that. All right, so we go to the midday. Was Conan O'Brien on vacation this week? Is that why you're not hearing?
Well, TBS has been running a lot of baseball games. So he was off this week.
Right. Baseball? Baseball. You love it. What happened last night with the game? The game last night.
Well, the big thing is that the Cubs won, so they're going to the National League Championships.
All right, so the Cubbies are going to be on one side. And when is the American League decided? Tonight?
Probably tonight. I think both sets are tied at two apiece,
right. Okay. Next up, Ellen DeGeneres from her daytime program, joking about real-life tender pickup lines.
All right, I want to help you people out, so I thought we could take a look at some Tinder pickup lines that didn't go well and learn from their mistakes. This next one is from Luke. Yogurt, cereal, soup, Sydney from Tinder. These are all the things I want to spoon. And then... My name's Sarah. Did you copy and paste that from a conversation you had with a girl named Sydney and forget to change the name? All right, here's a line no one would ever say in person. I heard you like whales, so do you want to go humpback at my place? This next one starts off sweet. Gosh, you're beautiful, but I'm not looking for anything, just trying to make friends. Well, thanks, and that's okay. I'm not looking for anything either. Just want to meet new people, and if it goes somewhere, cool. If not, a new friend. And then sex? Come on, America, we can do better.
Hmm. Is that supposed to be funny?
That's a little funny.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, let's try her again. Here she jokes about a new survey on parenting.
Well, guess what I just read? I read it recently, and this is a survey. They found out the first 2 years with a baby, with a brand new baby, can be more stressful than divorce, unemployment, or even the loss of a partner. That can't be true. That can't be true. You seem like, I don't know how they say that. I see these videos of adorable babies cuddled up with giant dogs or napping with kittens on top of them and watching my show and dancing around in their bouncy things. Parents have plenty of stress-free time to video all that stuff and post it. So they can't be that stressed. They're thinking, oh, this is adorable. And luckily, it's just the first 2 years. So after that, you get a sweet little toddler running around the house and giggling and happy and not unplugging anything or anything. And then you get a teenager with driving and piercings and tattoos.
Maybe we should give Ellen a rest. I'm not sure I think her stuff is that funny. Every once in a while, when I get into one of these toots, I decide, okay, let's forget about that. I do think there's value in Wendy Williams, so we'll keep trying to bring her to you as we have time. We don't have time now because 28 after the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com
and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The East Side Story, West Side Story, North Side Story, South Side Story, everybody's story on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, awake, alive, enthusiastic about the opportunities for yet another day to do good and doing well. I hope you're doing well and doing good. It is the it's the focus on this debate last night that has me intrigued now that I didn't watch it. Kind of interesting. Well, we heard from Bernie Sanders in the last half hour. All right, so let's get to Hillary. Everybody ready for Hillary?
Woohoo!
All right.
She's very quiet.
What word would you use to describe her if you were watching last night? 888-302-3684. Is defiant a good word? Defensive a good word? Is she a flip-flopper? She did deal with the email scandal. I don't know, is scandal the right word for her? She sparred with her rivals back and forth. Here she is on how Russia is operating in Syria.
Important material and equipment to our soldiers in Afghanistan. There's no doubt that when Putin came back in and said he was going to be president, that did change the relationship. We have to stand up to his bullying, and specifically in Syria, it is important, and I applaud the administration because they are engaged in talks right now with the Russians to make it clear that they've got to be part of the solution to try to end that bloody conflict and to provide safe zones known so that people are not going to have to be flooding out of Syria at the rate they are. And I think it's important, too, that the United States make it very clear to Putin that it's not acceptable for him to be in Syria, creating more chaos, bombing people on behalf of Assad. And we can't do that if we don't take more of a leadership position, which is what I'm advocating.
All right. So here's this. By the way, this debate was in, or the showdown, whatever it was, in Las Vegas. Pretty cordial, from what I gather and reading between the lines here, Kenny. There were some lively disputes, policy differences, but there wasn't the same kind of personal put down that you saw on the Republican side.
Right.
My sense is there wasn't much of that at all. But Mrs. Clinton, clearly the lightning rod, as Donald Trump is the lightning rod for the Republicans, the same stuff. So people would be talking about her shifting positions and trying to who's the more progressive of all the candidates. I'm not taking a backseat to anybody on my values, my principles, and the results I get, she said. All right, so here she discusses handling the views of the middle class.
Both Bill and I have been very blessed. Neither of us came from wealthy families, and we've worked really hard our entire lives. And I want to make sure every single person in this country has the same opportunities that he and I have had to make the most of their God-given potential and to have the chances that they should have in America for a good education, good job training, and then good jobs. I have a 5-point economic plan because this inequality challenge we face, we have faced it at other points. It's absolutely right. It hasn't been this bad since the 1920s. But if you look at the Republicans versus the Democrats when it comes to economic policy, there is no comparison.
Thank you.
The economy does better when you have a Democrat in the White House, and that's why we need to have a Democrat in the White House in January 2020.
Yeah. Hey, let me see here. I got one of those.
Thank you.
A new sound effect. All right. So that takes care of me. I don't know. Do we need more on Mrs. Clinton? I thought it was interesting. Lincoln Chafee was talking. He didn't want to let go of the use of that server. Said, quote, there's an issue of American credibility there. What do we have from him, Kara? We've got a cut from Chafee on voting for bigger banks. Why don't let's play that one. Governor Chafee of Rhode Island.
The Glass-Steagall was my very first vote. I just arrived. My dad had died in office. I was appointed to the office. It was my very first vote.
Are you saying you didn't know what you were voting for?
I just arrived the Senate. I think we'd get some takeovers. And that was one. It was my very first vote, and it was 92-5. It was the
What does that say about you, that you casting a vote for something you weren't really sure about?
I think you're being a little rough. I just arrived at the United States Senate. I'd been mayor of my city. My dad had died. I'd been appointed by the governor. It was the first vote, and it was 90-5 because it was a conference report. But let me just say about income inequality. We've had a lot of talk over the last few minutes, hours, or tens of minutes, but no one's saying how we're going to fix it. And it all started with the Bush tax cuts that favored the wealthy. So let's go back to the tax code. And 0.6% of Americans are at the top echelon, over 464,000. 0.6 of Americans, that's less than 1%, but they generate 30% of the revenue.
Thank you.
And they're doing fine, so there's still a lot more money to be had from this top echelon. I'm saying let's have another tier and put that back into the tax bracket, and that'll generate $42 billion. And then we can help the middle class and hard-earning Americans.
All right. So he's a bunch of nothing about nothing. I thought it was interesting that he stayed with the server thing. Quote, I think we need somebody who has the best ethical standards to be our next president. Anderson Cooper offered Mrs. Clinton the opportunity to respond. She said no and just smiled. And the audience applauded. She didn't want to respond. All right. So let's get some... go ahead, Kenny.
Well, I was just going to say, his whole thing about, I just got there, and so
right.
That was weak. That's reason enough. That's
to not vote
ridiculous.
For him.
It's your job.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is we also have the same thing from most of the others who don't know what they're voting for, whether they just got there. So it's kind of like a disease that you get when you go to Washington to become a lawmaker. Okay, so before we go, I should probably give equal time to Governor O'Malley and Jim Webb, or at least some time to them, even though they don't probably, and I don't mean this to be a wise guy, they don't deserve much consideration because they haven't got much going for them. That's my pejorative. What's yours? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. What do you have, Kenny?
Debbie says, this was an educational, pleasant, and extremely civil political debate.
Civil is good. Why get all? I mean, I think we watched the Republicans because we knew there'd be a wrestling match between Donald Trump and all the others. If he could stick to the issues. I didn't, now that I've spent 2 hours sort of reviewing all this stuff at this point, I don't see that there's a whole lot of hoopla here in terms of specifics. And I don't see a lot of hoopla in terms of specifics on the Republicans. It's early, but the Republicans or the Democrats don't really have anything specific, do they? Mrs. Clinton says, I got this plan and that plan. But did we actually hear what the plans were? Trump said last week he had a plan for something. I don't even remember what it was. But is it so early that we don't care about the plans yet? It's the plans,
it's
boss.
It's all showbiz now.
Of course it is. All right, what else you got, Kay?
The difference was last night, the questions for the most part seemed to be about real things, about Syria, about whatever. And at the Republican debate, it was about Trump and his treatment of women or what he said about this person or that person or making fun of Rand Paul's hair.
Right.
There were no real questions.
Nobody made fun of. Here's a question that I heard somebody, I was listening to something off air, and I wondered about how much this would bristle most of the women listening, whether Mrs. Clinton looked good or not. Did anybody say that about Bernie Sanders? He's an ugly old cuss. Martin O'Malley, you think who was focused on whether they look good or not, other than people saying Mrs. Clinton looked tired or she looked old or whatever it is? My God, as much as I may or may not be a fan of anybody, do you say them? Well, maybe I'm answering my own question here as I think it through. Think of the things that have been said about Carly Fiorina, Ice Queen. She didn't have a smile. She didn't look good. Look at her hair. You say that about any of the men? Bernie Sanders doesn't have any hair. Who's talking about that? You get my drift here? There is a double standard. They talk about the double standard of income equality and all that stuff. I don't buy into that at all. That's not where I'm coming from. But I do think there's a double standard when it comes to women and men in politics and those who rise to the top. I think there's and in business, the same thing, frankly. I think people have criticized Carly Fiorina and her job at Hewlett-Packard, whether people agree or disagree that she did a great job. She was scrutinized differently because she's a woman. And I think Hillary Clinton is scrutinized differently because she's a woman. Never mind all the rest of this stuff. I think it starts there. It may go down or up based on what they really are saying, but there's a superficial, artificial, incredibly ignorant focus on those two because they're women. And did the same thing happen when Obama declared or when Ben Carson declared because they're black? I don't even think there's a difference. There is as much of a difference or focus on different items. Did we talk about how Barack Obama looked? Even though we did behind the scenes when nobody was listening, about the fact that he was black. It was like when Joe Lieberman ran for vice president. He was a Jew running for vice president. My God, how can we have a Jew in there? And when John Kennedy ran for the president, he's a Catholic. The Pope's going to run the country. What are you, nuts? Come on. Let's judge or handle this like we were, mature adults and stop picking apart people because of stupid stuff like that. Whether Hillary Clinton looks old or fat, or she wears pantsuits or any of that other garbage. What does she have to say? What's she done? That's what the real issue is, or issues. Those are the issues are. All right, I'm off my box now. Kenny, what's next?
Christopher says, I thought for a brief moment Bernie could make a run at this, but the debate last night showed me he doesn't have the onstage presence to do it. Hillary has this in the bag.
I think Hillary does have it in the bag, but I don't think, I mean, I don't, again, I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm getting bits and pieces in the last couple of hours of video and audio. I didn't think he presented himself badly. But it was a whole different tone than what we had with the Republicans anyway. All right, what else you got?
Andrew says, oh, my God, the debate was so boring. How could anybody sit through listening to those idiots prattle on?
Prattling, eh? That's a great word, isn't it? Isn't prattle a great word? Whether you apply it to this or not. I think there's been plenty of prattling going on the Republican side as well. Thank you very much. Keep going, Kenny.
Crystal says, why are the Democrat candidates given real questions while the Republican candidates were given stupid questions to cause infighting?
That's actually a pretty observant question. I think that's a good question.
Yeah.
That's what they did do is, they were, would you take a pledge right now to not run as an independent? What kind of BS is that? And then there was, who was it that was running? The guy from CNN, who was it? It was, I'm trying to remember who it was that ran the Republican debate.
Was that Jake Tapper?
Well, yeah. Tapper didn't do last night, though, did he? Who did last
night? No, Anderson Cooper.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, Tapper kept pulling up, well, Fred said this about you, Sam. What do you have to say about that? Right. What's that about? Right? It's just stirring the pot. Immature. All right. That's good. That was a good point. Thank you for making it. What else, Kenny?
Cheryl said, Donald Trump is right. There was no star in the Democrat debate.
What, because he wasn't there. Right. Nobody watched because I wasn't there. It'll be interesting to see what the ratings are, though, won't it? From the CNN debate that the Republicans had versus the Democrats. That will be interesting to see. You got one more? I'm sure you got more than one more, but let's just do one more.
Jody says, both sides may pretend to be divisive, but I'm starting to believe that the right wing and the left wing are part of the same bird.
Of course they are. They're extremists. They're extremists, both sides. And that's the thing that people don't get about the policy. Kenny and I were just talking off the air about the primary schedule. Do you know what a damnable outrage that is? The fact that California, which is the second largest, most populous state in the country, doesn't vote until June, when everybody else starts trickling in February, and the the California vote means nothing. The primary has been decided. What an outrage. There should be a national primary day, and everybody should vote. It's more important than the final election. It's 48 past the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
According to a Disney survey, more than two-thirds of parents wish they could spend more time with their kids. The fall is the perfect time for a family getaway, especially a road trip. But how to make sure the family is safe in the car? Parenting expert Nicole Feliciano has you covered.
Home by Verizon helps predict potential vehicle issues, prevent breakdowns, and protect drivers when problems do arise. Through pinpoint roadside assistance, an ASE-certified mechanics hotline, and near real-time vehicle diagnostics.
Safety in check. But what about staying healthy in cooler weather?
Colds are no match for Coldies. Their classic cherry lozenges ease your cold, and the quick melts provide flu relief. Coldies is the number one pharmacist-recommended brand, and it's my number one as a mom, too.
Or avoid the cold weather altogether.
Florida is my pick for a fall getaway, and the warm weather and white beaches in Sarasota get me every time. Perfect for mom and dad, but also a chance for the kids to build sandcastles and head to a fall festival.
More on successful family fun at videopump.tv.
All right, I see Mr. Kardashian, or the former Mr. Kardashian, is not in good shape. Lamar Odom was found unconscious in a Nevada brothel yesterday. unable to breathe. He arrived at the Love Ranch on Saturday, taking a lot of herbal supplements. Apparently, that didn't do him any good, so he's in the hospital. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. 51 past the hour, I believe it is. Is it not? Is it 51 past the hour? Am I? Yeah, a little,
in about 30 seconds, it will.
Yeah, it will be. So, isn't it interesting? We were talking about this. How did we? What was the context on Monday? We were talking about the Love Ranch there. Remember the story?
Oh, yeah, it was about student loans.
Oh, he was helping some of the prostitutes there pay their student loans. Right, exactly.
Right.
They didn't visit with Lamar Odom, apparently. All right, now it's 51 past.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Coming up, Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. He has the story which you can review for homework purposes before we get to him in 60 seconds about that new smartphone that we have promoted in a special story in a special place at DougSteffen.com. And then I suppose we ought to give a few moments to those damn emails. That's coming up here on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm
American from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Take responsible.
All right, so the story at DougSteffen.com, Mr. Steffen, is about the new smartphone that doesn't do anything. It doesn't make calls. It doesn't take pictures. It doesn't record anything. It doesn't do anything.
It's, in fact, it doesn't even have any buttons.
No.
Or a screen or a battery.
It's called the Zero.
Yes. I wish I would have thought of this.
I know.
Perfect. It's the Zero No Phone, and...
You know what? I'm going to develop one that's made out of blocks of old cow manure.
Nice.
Everything else they have, but this is...
And you know what's nice about your idea is it actually does have a chip.
Yes.
Because cow manure is called chips,
it's
right?
Cow chips.
Yeah. So exactly. Then you can upgrade your chips every year and make
right.
them go faster.
This is genius. You want to go in with me?
I'm already in.
I need 18,000. By the way, the Zero raised on Kickstarter 18 grand in order to get their business started last year. So
it's actually a great idea. I could see therapists using this to break people of their smartphone addiction.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The co-founder of this company is Van Gould, said that the Zero is a satirical comment on our device-obsessed culture. Hello, you think so? Really?
No.
Huh?
No.
I'm getting
one
for a couple of people in my life.
How many times a week do we talk about smartphones or other devices? Well, every day.
All right, let's talk about those damn emails. The subject of last night's hack, the Democratic hacks were on hacking, as opposed to the Republican hacks that were hacking. So, does Hillary know something about computer security that the government doesn't? She keeps saying, I want to. But Bernie Sanders said, I'm so sick of listening to the story in the emails. So what, is it safer for government officials to use their own servers? I mean, that's the
well,
story coming out of this.
There's a huge fallacy in that, Ari. The idea is that we know government servers have been hacked, and Hillary. We don't know that Hillary's server was hacked, and therefore Hillary did a good thing by putting the email on her server. That doesn't. It doesn't hold water, frankly. It's
are you, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you a Republican or a Democrat? I want to know your stance.
I am not offering. There's no politics to what I'm saying.
Right, okay.
It doesn't. Don't take from it. I'm voting for Bernie or Donald.
Yeah,
it just doesn't hold water. There's a legitimacy to the idea of it. Had she secured her email to the level that government email was secured, I could go along with actually, in a sense, divesting email so it's never on large government servers so you don't have those large targets available. Mm-hmm. But that's not what she did. She put her email on a server and would, as an individual, would never have the resources to secure it as good as the government secures it. And, of course, ironically, as I say that, we all know government servers get hacked. So mm-hmm. the real lesson here is no matter where you put it, it's not foolproof. And, again, I've said this on the show before, the flaw in this whole story for Hillary is that she took responsibility for something she could never be responsible for, and that's the lesson for all of us. Don't do that because it's going to hurt your career.
Aha!
And is it hurting her career?
No.
Yes. Yes, of course it is.
Yeah. Now, Bernie Sanders says, let's forget about these damn emails. I think it's all over now. Forget about it. Greg Steffen is here. We're not going to forget about him. He'll be back tomorrow. Tech Talk time.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.